Good morning, everybody. Today is the 6th of October 2015, and oh my goodness, it is absolutely bucketing outside. And I am totally thankful that I haven't got to go out yet. I was going to go to a walking group this morning, but it looks like I've made the right decision not to go. It is yuck. I mean, it's not even a small... If it was a light drizzle, I would probably have gone, but this is like, wow, horrible. But that's not what we're talking about here, although I am aware that in England people love to talk about the weather, but that's just not my style. I just want to say something that I said on Facebook yesterday. Now, it's not, obviously, now, I've not really listened to audiobooks lately, so it is completely not against anybody here on audiobook, because I haven't listened and I don't know what's going on, whether there is enough, a lot of negativity or stuff like that. But I just wanted to say the power of social media. So what I basically said on Facebook yesterday was, okay, we're all human. I'm aware of that. I am too. We're all having days where things happen that we'd rather wish it didn't happen. We all have things happening in life that make us angry. We all have people that cross our path that might get our wires crossed. And we all have things that we wish were better in our life, right? But I think if we really search deep, I think we have three things to be grateful for every negative thing in our life. I bet you, like, literally, if you tried hard enough, you may think of three things that are bothering you, but you can probably think of 10 things that you can be really grateful for. The difference is your focus. Do you focus on the crap or on the good? Do you focus on what makes you happy, and in that way you feel happier, you might treat others better, and consequently you might get more happiness back? Because I do believe in, you know, God making the law of attraction, whether you're a Christian or not. You know, as a Christian you may say, as a man thinks, so he is, and, you know, be grateful, and, you know, you may think you are grateful, and as you're grateful, God's going to give you more. If you're not a Christian, you can still believe in the law of attraction, and what you give out is going to come back. Like, I've been doing this 21-day mindset course, and it's all about the energy you radiate out, you're going to get back. If you're constantly miserable, guess what you're going to get? More crap. You're going to attract more junk to you, because that's what you give out. But if you just, like, focus on, like, even if you had three things that bugged you, but you had one thing that you can be grateful for, why don't you, for one day, and only one day, just give it a go and actually focus on the things that you can be grateful for. Even if it's a small thing, like, oh, I've got a roof over my head. I actually haven't got to be out in the rain. Or I've got a fridge and we've got food in it. A lot of people in other countries don't. You know, we are actually quite lucky. Even if we don't have a job, and if we don't have, you know, a lot of money, a lot of us still have a lot more money and a lot more stuff than the average person somewhere, like, for example, in Africa. And remembering that there's always people less, you know, worse off. And just being grateful for the small things, people in your life, things you've got around you. And then one more tip, and I'm going to stop here because I'm going to get my breakfast, because I'm already late to have breakfast because I've been doing my mindset training. One more thought. When you see other people succeeding, how do you react? Do you react like, why them and not me? Why? I'm not happy with that. Or do you go, oh wow, I'm so pleased for them. I'm really happy that they're getting what they want. And that can stoke you to do the same for yourself. But if you're constantly unhappy about other people's success, then that's what you focus on. Unhappy, and other people can get it but not me. And then you're going to be stuck in a rut. So be happy with those people who succeed and be grateful, and then have a good day. That's all I want to say on that one. Have a good day, and I'll talk to you soon.